Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time, Channel 1. So if somebody wants to watch us right now live on Facebook, please tune in to LA Talk Radio. But if you don't have time to do that, so I will be posting all links at night or tomorrow for audio. Even we can download, although today everybody's supposed to see the video for sure, but the video will be posted too. So what a show we'll be having today. It's amazing because we'll be talking reality and unreal stuff too. We will be talking about very serious topics with our legal expert, Natalia Matusik, and I'm hoping that people already are familiar with her talents and brain and education and her past. So we will be having a very, very serious conversation in a way, and maybe we'll not even scare people because everybody's petrified when some legal issues start popping up into our lives. We are pretty scared what to do. Yes, Natalia? Most of the time, you know, and you can get closer microphone to yourself. Yeah, look at how close I'm. I like love my microphone. And when I was saying about unreal world, that maybe is really real, that's our wonderful guest of the hour too, which Natalia is a friend with our guest. Your name is just beautiful. I don't want messed up and pronounce it wrongly. So please tell me your name.
It's Sisupan.
Okay, Sisupan. Seems like Sisupan, like three different names, but somehow is stuck
like,
together.
Like Sisupan, the opportunity.
Okay, that's how what this means? Oh my gosh. Of course, the next question will be very following right away. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Laos, but I've been living in LA for many, many years. I'm not going to say how many years.
Yeah. This is your first country right now, second country. How do you feel about
it? Oh, wow. Second, but I think this is home because I've been here the longest.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
But Natalia and I love to hang out with one another. She dragged me everywhere.
Okay, Natalia. And that's why we have a pleasure to have a first woman magician.
Yeah, I'm a backup
studio. Singer. Backup singer. And I know we'll be seeing some unusual stuff appearing or disappearing. And I am very excited about that. But I think maybe we'll be sharing our show from little serious perspective and then maybe switching a little bit to your friend. What do you think? I really, really want to plan something so people have the bestest entertainment for a little bit later.
Yes.
But right now, we need a brain. We need a focus on something that maybe will help us if we are in legal trouble. So that's why we have Natalia Matusik once a month. She has her own segment. And she had many of them, a year and a half ago. So if people want to research Accent on shows on LA Talk Radio, just go to Accent On page and scroll down to archives and find Natalia segments. So we were already discussing a lot of issues. But today we have a plan. We have a plan for today's show and then a few topics for our next segments next month and next month. Yes?
That's
so,
correct.
Natalia, I posted.
Actually, I was going to say something because you said that what she's going to talk about and what I would be talking about are completely different things.
Okay.
I'm serious and she's not. She's entertaining. But actually, it's funny, when I first met her and when I when you know, we got introduced to one another, she said, "Oh, you're a lawyer? Great. You know, magicians and lawyers are basically the same."
Why do you think this way? Why do you, explain.
She said, "You guys, you're magic in the courtroom." And I
You're right. Because
you
need to play on people's mind and paint the pictures from the lawyer perspective so we can easily understand. And we lawyers really, really can make trouble disappear. So the disappearing part of real issues in life when we don't want them, and just entertainment when we want to forget about real world and just live through the magic. Yes. You both are doing that. Wow.
And law is not always serious. You know, I laugh a lot at my job when you hear about crazy stories.
I would like to hear this because we always thinking the lawyers are so serious. I know you are not because you're my friend in a way, so I know you
a
little bit.
So
yeah, but you must have unusual situation with the clients that you probably say, "What just really happened now?" But today we have a plan. Like I said, you would like to just take our hands as a potential clients and maybe you, as our expert, legal expert, can explain to us how to find the right lawyer when we need one.
Okay, well, that's true. I can do that. However, I probably should start with a disclaimer that nothing that I say is to be construed as a legal advice, because
have a lawyer here.
I wouldn't be able to assess anyone's situation and until I actually find out the specific facts and circumstances surrounding their case. And also, there, anytime I have a potential client, I need to run what's called a conflicts check. So if there's a conflict between a prospective client and a past client, or there are so many ways you run a conflicts check. So therefore, whatever I say, it's just meant for general overview of the legal field, and in the future I would like to have segments dealing with more specific areas of the law, and I'll discuss it later. However, if I can't help a prospective client with his or her specific legal situation, I think for the most part, not always, but I would say in 80-90% of the cases, I can definitely assist them finding the right lawyer, which I think finding the right lawyer is extremely important if you are facing with any legal situation.
You are so right. First, you are giving your life problems into somebody else's hands that probably will be sticking with you for longer, because I know there are some situations that a lawyer can help pretty fast. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you really, really need to dig deeper, mm-hmm. deeper. And probably you were having cases that were much longer than months.
Correct.
And that's the really, really crazy situation from divorce, of course, mm-hmm. which that's probably for a lot of us is something that we went through. And we know that everybody says, "Oh, you go on a website, go and find a legal advice and we'll send you papers you can get for $70. You're divorced, or something, or just say go to, arbitration, or go." It's so many ways that of people who had before divorce, they have their own ways to tell us and scare us how bad this could be. But really, it's very, very hard. So for you, you say you have your own specific part of the law that you practice, yes?
Yes and no. I mean, I actually can handle quite a wide variety of cases to a degree. I definitely handle criminal defense cases because of my background as a prosecutor.
Prosecutor for how many years?
9 years.
And 9 years.
4.5 of those years I spent in the domestic violence unit, which means that it largely overlapped with the family law court.
Yeah.
Hence, I can handle a family law case as well. And civil litigation to a certain extent, and definitely licensing cases, which is what I did when I worked for the Department of Justice. But should I start with...
You just choose. You take us take our hand and okay. Just show us the way.
Okay. So I would like everyone to know that in the legal field, there are essentially two umbrellas of the law. One is transactional law. The other one is litigation. Transactional law is, and I can, you know, for instance, if you draft a business contract or any type of a contract or a prenuptial agreement, that's transactional law. And the way it differs from litigation, let me break it down to very simple concepts. If you need a litigation attorney, you are already in trouble. Either you have been arrested and there's an action pending, there's a criminal case pending against you, or you have been sued, or your landlord's trying to evict you. This is where I come in. I'm a litigation attorney. I can handle some transactional cases, definitely prenuptial agreements. I've done quite a few of those. But when you think about it, it's transactional practice of law is for the purpose of preventing litigation, right? I mean, when you think about a prenup, why do people sign a prenup? In case if one of those days they'll end up getting divorced, filing for a dissolution of a marriage, there will already be some provisions in place making sure that the dissolution of marriage goes smoothly. So as far as transaction law, I can handle some simple contracts, definitely prenuptial agreements, simple business contracts. But other than that, it's not my area of expertise. I know a lot of great transactional attorneys, corporate lawyers, bankruptcy lawyers. Bankruptcy is both could be transactional or litigation. And business attorneys who deal with very complex business transactions. But I am a litigation attorney. Again, can't handle every single litigation. I cannot handle a complex civil litigation. I don't know, corporate against a huge corporation. But definitely criminal defense, definitely family law, simple civil litigation cases, a landlord's tenant. I have actually had some experience in that area, and licensing, to which I'd like to devote one of the future segments.
Okay, but if you can say litigation, if somebody and you as a lawyer, you decide that that's the best road that somebody needs to take, what does this mean, litigation?
Okay, so litigation means that there is a lawsuit pending. In criminal case, it's either the county prosecutor or the state prosecutor or the federal prosecutor bringing criminal charges against a person. That's litigation. In the civil arena, you can be either a plaintiff or a defendant.
Yes.
Right? Somebody sues you. Then I'm just handling a case where a person comes into my office. They are a defendant in a civil case, but then we file a cross complaint. So my client, who's a defendant, now becomes a cross complainant against the cross defendant. So civil is, a little bit more complicated. And then in family law, there's a petitioner and a respondent, right? Respondent versus petitioner. In administrative law, which, the licensing cases that I handled, you have a petitioner and a respondent as well. Essentially, there is an action, whether it be criminal, family, or civil court, or administrative court, that's pending against one of the parties or both.
Wow. Are we like really, really a little bit. I'm sure you are making my brain clearer. So I think people who are watching us and listening to us, that most hopefully like me, who really want to learn a little bit and understand more. I think you're making this more clear that I thought will be harder to understand. I understand what you are saying. So, yes, we are going to the same situation. We need to find the right attorney, right, a lawyer who, for whatever reason, will take our case and all will say, no, you need to go to this person, that person, this, yes?
Yes, but I also wanted to touch on one aspect of the legal system, which I personally feel very passionate about. And that is, there are different courts of law. For instance, in family law, as you know, you don't have the right to a jury trial. I feel very passionate about this system being the best legal system. Is it perfect? No. Is it the best that, in my opinion, exists? Yes. And I think what makes it great is the right to a jury trial. And I've conducted many jury trials very successfully. However, unfortunately, you don't get to exercise, well, there isn't a right to a jury trial in every legal proceeding. So in criminal, of course, as we all know, it's the highest burden of proof. The prosecution needs to prove beyond a reasonable doubt to 12 people whether this person is guilty or not. In civil, same. People go to court. They usually, not always, fight over money. But there are some other causes of action. Same thing. You actually get to present your case in front of a jury. Burdens of proof are different. It doesn't have to be a unanimous verdict. And then, for instance, in an unlawful detainer action, so if your landlord is trying to evict you, believe it or not, you have a right to a jury trial. It's amazing. Wow. Yes, yeah. I know.
Sounds so serious.
Yes, I know. Well,
involving court.
And in family law, absolutely not. You're pretty much stuck with the judge you have in a specific courtroom. Good luck. I actually don't have much respect for the family law court for many reasons. It's very arbitrary. We'll have
a lawyer who speaks their truth.
We will
I cannot believe it.
We will discuss it.
You have the courage to say that. I love it. You have a stand.
Yeah, we will discuss it in a separate segment.
Okay.
And licensing, which is a branch of civil law, but it's administrative law. You actually, again, don't have a right to a jury trial. It's decided by a judge. Different rules of evidence apply. Again, a whole different area of the law, which I would like to discuss at a different point in time.
Wonderful. So that's first moment. We had 18 minutes we are talking on the subject. This is crazy how time goes.
I think we're ready for some magic.
Yeah, we are ready for something. Take a break because my head is already like, legal. Wonderful. I'm at awe of anybody who can even follow the law school and come out on the side like you. That not only you have for so many years amazing career, and I know you are having your own business right now, and you are going 100% in what you want to do and what you wanted to do probably for all your life. And I think we want to also support you. And before we'll talk about magic and things disappear, like our life travels. So I would like to for people to know your phone number or your place that they can find you outside of Facebook, Accent On page, and of course, LA Talk Radio, which this show will be ready for downloads and live listening over and over and over.
Okay, so my website is yourlicensinglawyer.com.
Very easy, your licensing lawyer.
Right, that's why I picked it. Although it's not, I practice other areas of the law. There's a reason why I picked that specific website. And my phone number is 310-962-2992. And people can call or text. It's a mobile number. I have a landline as well. But let's just, I travel a lot. Yeah. So I think the mobile is
that's beautiful.
And my email is info@yourlicensinglawyer.com.
Okay. And everybody who wants to have this in front of their eyes, please go to Accent On page on Facebook, or just listen to our show over and over and just have a piece of paper and just follow what we are talking about. And yeah, after last conversation with you, I had two inquiries towards you, and some people asked me, and I sent you an emails, and in one you said, this is not what I am being helpful. I will send your client to somebody who will, you know, do the job. But I'm happy that somebody reached out to me with emails. That was really, really cool. And you were responding second, saying, okay, you know.
You know, one thing I have to tell you, because I spent so many years in court, I'm serious. I know thousands of attorneys in Southern California. Some bad, some good, some excellent. And I know for a fact that if I cannot handle a certain case, I'm confident I could refer this person to some of the best attorneys in the field.
So that's very important for people. We have a person who can really branch out and just give us good advice, who is the right lawyer for our case. So now we have your address, we have your website, we have your phone number, so people can rewind our video show and we'll be already ready. We are live right now on the Facebook, so people watch us. But now, yes, make something disappear. And like I said, I love magic. I love magic. Yeah. I was surrounded by magic world for almost 25 years of my life. I don't want to say my life story, but it's true. I really was a lot of time at Magic Castle. I know.
Oh, really?
Yes. And yeah, and I was going to unusual trade shows with magicians really known that were performing there. And so I have some type of love towards what you do. And my house was filled with magic tricks. They are locked. I swear, I never found out how certain things were done. So really, I believe that magicians really are tight-lipped about how to do stuff. And I admired it. I think mystery is supposed to be mystery. And you don't give away anything.
Unless they deserve it.
Oh, yeah, deserve it. You know, like, yeah, I deserve. So you wanted to know? You wanted to know? You know why? So, boom.
You know what I say about magic is that we can keep the secret. It's the people that we told it to cannot keep the secret. No, I don't tell the secret.
That's perfect. Yeah. So, at first, I think before we see something visual, which I cannot wait until you want to do this right now, we want to know a little bit more about you. Because, yes, you are here for in London. Los Angeles for a long, long time. But yeah, you came from another country, which probably your love towards magic started there or not, or here. Just tell us, how did this happen? Then you are one of most known lady magician for sure in Los Angeles, because you are performing for stars, for so many great people all around. So tell us, how did you become magician?
Totally by accident. I just so lucky. Because magic has just changed my life.
Oh, wow.
And I met so many amazing people. Without magic, I would never met. And I've been to so many places. I actually met my magic partner at a stoplight. Just being silly girls.
I was wondering what she was doing on the corner of the street.
Magic partner. So that you were crossing the light and just somebody.
No, I was young and, you know, and
yeah,
poor.
Beautiful, of course, yes. Yeah, that's a real life story right now. Nothing wrong with that.
It's totally by accident. I was in a car and I came from a blind date, and four girls together. You know how girls are? When girls get together, they do things that they normally don't do by themselves.
So, of course.
Right? And so we came from a blind date, and one of our girlfriends, we just broke up with a guy, and she was upset. And we say, you know what? Let's go on a blind date. We'll cheer you up. And then we went to our blind dates, and we didn't really care about our blind dates. And so we said, let's just go to the beach. This is like a Homosa beach. And so we stop at this red light, and we were like, we see this, you know, brand new Mercedes. And we say, hey, you know, find somebody to buy us drink. They'll just, you know, we were young. And it's like, okay, let's do it. And he said, hey, we'll just say hi. And he said, where are you ladies going? So we're going to go down to the Homosa Beach. Can I follow you? And I say, yeah, come on over. You know, we're just being silly. So anyway, he did magic for us, and he stole my watch. And I was
This drives me always crazy when things are disappearing for no reason.
Yeah, and I was just so like in awe by it. It was like magic is such an icebreaker.
Beautiful things, yes.
And you can make friends
through
magic.
You think you are cynical. You think you know all. You think it's impossible. I'll catch you. I will see it. I know how.
But it's
impossible.
So, yeah,
and
but it's so innocent. You know what
so
I mean?
Beautiful,
just,
yeah.
just one of those entertainment
yeah.
where you can be a child again.
Yes,
you know
but
I mean?
You know, a lot of grown-up people paying so much money to see the shows, and they
but
always
we,
come
but
back.
We,
and
we all wanted to be that.
Yes, look at Vegas.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
this is a machine. Uh-huh. There's millions of yeah. dollars in there in yeah. all what you do, and yeah. we love it.
I met Natalia doing magic at the one of the yacht club.
Oh,
near my boat. That's how we met. And
so yeah, okay. You yeah. had this gentleman stealing your watch. Hopefully, he gave you back a better one, maybe later. No, okay, and he said, "Will you be helping me with my magic? What do you how this happened?"
No, so I was fascinated by it, and then we dated a bit, and I said, "You know what? I wanted to learn."
Wow.
So anyway, 20 something years later.
So how long yeah. You were on a stage with him?
Yes. Yes.
How long? It's 25 years.
Wow, it's been like close to 25 years. Yeah.
That's amazing.
But he passed away last
year. So sorry.
Yeah. So unexpected. This is how life
he
goes.
He didn't pass out. He is here because magic exists.
Yes.
So we believe he's today with you. I'm sure he is.
Life is magic, right?
Life is a beautiful thing. And I always say to my daughter and my friends, please, if you remember that you wake up tomorrow and you start all over and it will be so different than is today or yesterday. So don't worry what's happened yesterday or today. Tomorrow is again magic. Yes. You can feel
magic.
You know, the magic cup.
Yeah,
the way how you want, but you are helping us with that. So
people ask me all the time. I'm like, Natalia and I go places together, but this is our magic, like as a friend, as a girlfriend.
Beautiful time
because
together.
Because when we see something that's fun, oh, let's go to the radio. No, let's do it. Let's do it together.
Wonderful.
You know, we go to like camping. Let's go do it. Let's go do it together. What we always find is fascinating things that. Like
you both are smiling all the time.
Lots of spontaneous.
Yes.
Spontaneous.
I know the Polish ladies have this energy about them. We are
getting no trouble per se.
No.
It's always something very unexpected happens. Every time
you are open for
everything. I hang out with her, but also when she starts performing these magic tricks, so many people want to come and talk to you.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's great. So. You were performing together with your partner for many, many years.
Yes.
Yes? Now you are on your own.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I don't want to start because I want people to go to your website because I try to post a link to your from your website, but I cannot because it just only shows link but doesn't show visuals. So probably they're on YouTube somewhere. But anyway, if you go to your website again, your website is?
LadyOfMagic.com.
Please, or go and check my Accent On site on Facebook.
I think people will remember
links.
Lady of Magic.
It's so easy.
I'm
but
serious.
Fact is that if you go to videos, you will see one that was just really amazing. You are so tiny, so beautiful, so small, and so you feel that anybody can just lift you up easily. Then you have the most two-known magician, teller, Penn and Teller.
Penn and Teller.
Yeah, talking about you and your ability to decide if you don't want to move even 1 millimeter or tiny, even up or down or on the side. Nobody can do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they had this amazing, amazing guys with big biceps and big bodies easily picking you up because you had no problem to let them to do this. But then second later, if whatever you are doing, none of them could move you in any way. And you saw them, nothing. So I love this. You know how.
It's my most favorite trick. I've seen it up close. It's amazing.
This would be so good for any wives. Can you imagine if husband like just wants something from you or something and you are like. And nothing. I love that. Or probably we can use this in many different situations when we are in dangerous places.
Do you know it took her a few years to learn that? This doesn't come just... it's a very, very
so
difficult
obvious.
Trick.
Is it probably something scary? I don't know where you have this lead in your legs or something. Just... tell us a little bit about your journey because you started from somewhere. You started from close up or did you, what did you like the most?
Oh, no, I literally just started from a stage. After I start taking magic, in 2 weeks, I was at a magic castle and doing a show in a dungeon from Siegfried and Roy.
Oh, whoa. Okay, that's amazing.
And I was like, I do this effect where I asked Roy to think of somebody, the first person he kissed, and then I guessed it. And in between of doing that, I was so nervous. I thought my heart was going to jump out of my chest. And at that time, I was so mad at my partner. I was like, oh, I just took up magic 2 weeks ago. I couldn't believe I'm doing this way. So his first kiss was Tito.
Tito?
Yes.
And you guessed? You guessed right. That's not easy to guess. It's not Tito. Like Jean or somebody, you know.
Yeah, Tito.
Tom.
Yeah.
Wow. So,
are you ready to see some magic?
We are. So I don't know what to do to make this more easy for people.
Take the laptop away if you can.
Yeah.
Some effects.
So
the problem is, if you ask me things about cards, I know nothing about cards.
Okay.
So we'll maybe something. She understands that.
We'll do something.
You
like
can talk. Talk to Natalia, because I'm sure she plays cards. I never learned how to. Okay.
We'll
let's
do
see.
Something visual.
So maybe you need to be, if you talk in time of the magic, please, you need to still keep microphone closely. Yes.
This is my first effect that I learned. It's very cute and it makes everyone smile. And I'm going to start by little sponge ball.
Beautiful.
Yes, beautiful,
ball.
Right, Natalia? One sponge ball.
Hi, ball.
I think
it's so soft and cute.
I think Ilona should do it.
So if little sponge ball, if I squeeze it hard like this, Lana,
multiply. Okay,
multiply. Two of them. Now, Natalia, point to one. Which one do you like? You like that one? Okay, you like the left one? I'll take the right one. I'll put it in my left hand. You take this one. Okay, put it in your hand. Put it right over here. Put it together. Put right here. Yeah. Shake, shake, shake. Slowly open up. You got.
Oh, come on. How did you do that, Natalia? You had one. You picked one. Now, no.
Well, I know her, but she never tells me how she does it.
Yeah, I like that. I don't want to know. I want to see and catch you, and I cannot, so it pisses me off. But still, there are two.
Two, right?
I think
so. Okay, Natalia, we'll take these two again. Okay, put in your hand. Put it right here. The camera's over there. So don't do anything yet, because I got one more in my purse. So I'll take this one. I'll put it in my left hand. I blow on it.
Oh,
open your hand.
No. No. Natalia has three balls in her hands. It's like to do. I know in magic castles, when you go from room to room and you really try to see these great guys and you are so close.
Close as my
catch them anything. And you think they will be nervous, they will make eventually some type of mistake. No, I was coming to the private houses of a lot of magicians, and of course they were with my daughter, who then was maybe 9 or 8, and they were telling her how to bend the spoons and forks.
Oh my God,
so they were showing
awesome.
Her, they were teaching her. She was taking home some of their bended things. We of course didn't know how they did, but what a nights we had and evenings.
That's
so entertaining. Awesome.
Well, we're gonna take you one day. So anyway, so we have three left, right?
Yeah.
I'll take these two in my left hand. Leona, I'll put this in my back pocket. How many do you think I have left here?
No, you got one out, so two were in your hand.
Two?
So how many?
Three.
Oh, okay. Come on. You
may I borrow your hand?
Yes.
Squeeze it tight. Squeeze it hard. Well, hard. Okay, you start with. We start with.
I hope people see that. I know where
it's. We start with three, right?
Yep.
If I invisibly take one out and I put in my back pocket, how many do you think you have left here?
If
three.
Why I trust you that you took one?
Okay.
Maybe you didn't. Are you sure you took it? No, then I suppose. I had three of them, so I want three of them back.
Okay, how many do you think you have left?
Not three.
Open your hand. Open
it. Oh! This is a balls attack. This is crazy. How many we have them? Oh, and they're even different colors. They're so cute. Oh, children. Lovely.
So Natalia and I have a lot of balls. We travel together.
We have we are girls with a lot of balls, I think, in us too. So
should we tell them about our camping story?
Camping, which one?
Oh, yeah,
the one about the camping bear spray. Tell them about the bear spray.
What is
a very special. Wow.
Close to the microphone when you're talking.
That's your favorite.
Please go to the microphone. I want to hear you.
It's my favorite thing. Yes. Okay, Natalia and I just met, and we were like, oh, she said, oh, I said, I'm from Laos. She said, I was in Thailand 2 weeks ago. She said, I own a yoga place. She said, I went to a yoga place. She said, I decided to go on Friday night, and I was on a plane by Monday. Okay, I said, okay, that's my new friend.
I don't know you like that. You can make decisions like that, balls that disappear in a second. I love you. Uh-huh. Spontaneous.
So anyway, I said, you know, I was talking about, oh, I love, you know, I love outdoor, I love camping. And she was telling me.
And she was going to Thailand in 2 weeks. Uh-huh. Actually, she spent 5 weeks in Southeast Asia. And I was telling her about this camping, this campground that I absolutely love. It's 14 miles south of Esalen. Do you know Esalen Institute? Mm-hmm. We'll talk about it. It's in Big Sur. And she said, well, I'm going to Thailand in 2 weeks. So should we go before or after? I'm like, of course, before. Let's go next weekend. But anyway.
You went? Both of you went?
Oh, yeah.
It was an interesting trip.
Oh, yeah. We went. And I said, Natalia, I said, I hope you're not scared. They're like two girls in the woods, you know, just two of us.
Yeah, I would
and I
not
said, just
do
so
it.
You know, I have a bear spray in my RV. If somebody come, I would spray them. And she said, oh, he said, what are you afraid of? And she said, I have a gun.
No, it's. First of all, I'd been to that campground many times. It's in the middle of nowhere and there's no phone reception. It's great. But I know it's very safe. Plus, we were in her RV. We weren't even in you know, camping in tents. So I thought, like, wow, you know, like, she's really genuinely scared. You know, she has a bear spray, you know, to spray on people. I'm like, if she's really afraid, I can bring my gun. She liked that. I don't know.
I would like the two. And the protection is good.
I was very serious.
It's like a Thelma and Louise, on steroids.
Raccoons on steroids.
So, obvious, children love magic. Uh-huh. Do you like to perform for children? Because they could be very annoying also.
You know what? I'm not specialized in children's magic, and I know so many great.
No, these balls will be so much fun for children.
But I get by with the children, you know.
Yeah.
I love
a lot of magicians that I knew. They said, "Good, I hate children."
She does a lot of magic tricks with cards, so I don't know if children would necessarily be.
I do a lot of cards, and I also do a lot of levitation.
Tell us that. How this could be. I had I was singing on a very beautiful cruise ship. Uh-huh. And of course, magicians were performing there. I was there for a few months with a lot of great musicians from my country, Poland. I'm from Poland. Mm-hmm. We are from Poland. And yes, and of course, they had ladies who are levitating.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And sometimes the waves, they're coming wrong way. And that was the biggest always hope that eventually somebody will, fall or something. So never happened.
Yeah.
But
no,
because
it
was
right
before
day, right?
or after, you know, storm. But yes, how? How can you stay invisibly floating? How you float in the air? Are you going to tell us? But how did you learn that?
Well, you know, floating, there's so many methods of floating. I'm not going to, like, give a secret.
Yeah, I know these big machines because they were in my home.
No.
They built boxes for flotation. Yes. So something was there that I never had the right to open, which was fine.
I literally float by myself. I don't have any, like, another person helping me or anything like that.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah, I'm floating by myself.
Don't tell me you can walk on a river. On the ocean above a little bit. One of these very known magicians.
Well,
he was doing
I can walk on the water when I'm have a couple cocktails. I'm just kidding.
To below her, the next question will be when we can see you. Where we can see you. Where is the next place that we can go and catch you on? Maybe you say you have some private big event at Magic Castle. Yes. this month.
Well, we're going to go there, just bring a bunch of friends.
Yeah.
I would love to take you there.
I would love that,
you know,
too.
I know this is like this. Maybe a bunch of girls.
Yeah, maybe the next round,
yeah.
Because
yeah,
you said
round.
That you filled with people, which is fine. Like, I was
because
there so many times, but I want to see you, you know, and I had the great dinners there and all of these things.
You girls go there, there'll be tons of magicians will come up to you. Oh. They love pretty girls.
Of course. But they scare me with cards because they never believe I don't understand the hearts and the squares and this. I'm like, huh, what is this?
It's just, you can learn. Come on. I'm sure.
So when it comes to mind to mind, can you read people's mind? Oh, don't. Please don't do this. Can you do? Or maybe do. I don't know.
Let's try it,
Gosh. Cards?
Right. Yeah, cards. No, no, it's okay. But you can tell black or
black,
red.
I can't say.
Or you can see diamond, heart.
You can come and see,
right?
Be with me.
Diamond,
help me.
Heart, spade. Uh-huh. And
so this is heart, right?
Oh, yes. This is for sure heart.
Spade.
Right.
And you can say this is a puppy paw if you want.
Puppy paw.
Right? Puppy paw. And then you got diamond.
Okay, diamonds are no.
Yeah, diamonds are no. So I'm gonna try to attempt to read your mind. Is that okay?
Oh gosh. Okay.
I shuffle it. If you like, you can shuffle it. You can cut it so that way you don't think I actually like stack the card on you. You know
I don't
what I mean?
Trust anybody. I don't trust myself. I trust so, and I don't play cards, but I'll be shuffling.
All right.
Left to right or right to left?
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Yes,
matter. It matters.
Okay. So I just showed you. I'm going to do a demonstration. Two great minds think alike. Okay. So as you can see, all the cards are different. We've got a camera over there. All right. You see all the cards are different. And you don't want to mix it.
I know.
Yeah.
What did I do?
I'm going to go like this, and you're just going to pick one card.
I need to pick one.
Yeah. I'm going to go like this first. You don't have to touch it. Just look at it.
Okay.
You see one?
Yes.
What was the card you saw?
Can I say out loud?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Was number 10 and heart.
10
red
of hearts.
Heart. Yeah.
See, just two great. I told you this demonstration is two great minds think alike. I could prove it to you. I also thought of 10 of hearts.
I love you.
Yes.
Oh, really?
I'll prove it to you. You know why? Because in my back pocket, my purse right here, I have one card. Yeah, you turn it over.
I don't even need to because I believe she. Oh, my gosh. First, I love that you thought about the same what I thought, that you knew that I would be thinking about what I wanted.
And by the way, she's
you
no
to
other
prove
cards
me, and then you brought from I don't know what town you had this there stock. This is amazing. I love magic. People,
this is
I hope
nothing.
People.
She can do things that I
I'm
absolutely
sure.
cannot explain.
Oh, thank you.
Logically.
Thank you. That's so beautiful. When people want to see a little bit more about you or just maybe call you, maybe contact you for performance, I'm sure if people have a lot of bucks and they want to have something very special for anniversaries or for great gatherings.
I love doing a lot of fundraisers.
Fundraisers, that's great. Yeah. So how we can get to you? What is your contact?
Ladyofmagic.com.
Ladyofmagic.com. One word. Oh,
yes.
That's so easy.
Yes.
So, okay. Want more. Want more. Something more. What can you do? Can you make?
I'll do something very, very special. Okay. So, something a little different. Okay, hold your hand out like this. Yes. Hold it a little higher. Okay. Mm-hmm. Squeeze it tight. Mm. And go like this. Go like this. So, kind of go like this. Okay, now stop. I just can't stop. But I pull like this.
Oh,
okay.
Stop.
Are you right-handed or left-handed?
Right.
Right-handed? Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I have something right here. So you are right-handed. Open your right hand and keep that one close. Okay? And I'm going to put a little
nice color.
My
I love
color,
this
color, my pink.
Yeah.
See, now you have a lipstick on your right hand
lipstick
because you're right-handed. Keep it close. Okay. Put that one behind your back.
And hide.
Mm-hmm. And you're back. And you open this one up again.
And show you.
Open it. Yeah. But you have a pink lipstick on it.
Oh, I do.
Keep it closed. And now you have that one behind your back the whole time, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And you haven't opened it?
No,
you
know? I didn't.
Okay, go like this again.
With one hand?
Yeah, together. Like that.
Hello, hands.
Okay.
We're dancing.
But like this.
Yeah.
Now, this is where the magic happened. You have your left hand closed the whole time, and it was behind your back.
Yes.
And
I'm scared. Yes.
I just mark your right hand.
Yes, pink lipstick.
With my lipstick. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the pink lipstick.
It's gone.
It's all gone.
It's gone.
And what I'm going to do, I'm going to cast a shadow above your left hand that you had closed the whole time. Would it be so magical that the lipstick, it was on your right hand, appear on your left hand? That you had that closed the whole time.
I will not sleep tonight.
Okay, I won't sleep with it. So open your hand and see.
Oh my gosh.
This is what you did with Adrian.
Shadow.
Little shadow, right?
How did you do that? Do I like her? I'm scared of her. But this is so entertaining. Imagine when you have a girlfriend like that, a friend like that. You both, obviously, are having a lot of memories already.
Oh, yeah. Everywhere we go, we just have fun.
Gosh.
We made so many friends.
Your earrings are so pretty. Where did you buy them?
Huh?
Your earrings are so beautiful.
Oh, I got this from Laos.
Of course, the beautiful colors.
They're a little heavy. I can't wear them too long.
Yeah, but for our show, hopefully, it's very, very, very
cool. This is a very special show. Otherwise, I wouldn't wear it.
But the colors, I just love it, love it. Yeah. Yes, so people will not see from far away, but she was shadow pink. So, now, if somebody, again, do you have some performance coming? Or, like you say, you like charitable events. Mm-hmm. So, if people want you to perform there. What charitable events did you work on?
Oh, you know, I love pretty much any charity event.
Do you have some special event that you remember? Yes.
Or yeah, I love a lot of children's stuff.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
I love
too.
The one we went to in Long Beach. Remember?
Oh, yes. The one we went to Long Beach was they take inner city kids to go to the theater.
That's a good event.
Yeah, that was a great event because I love theater. I love arts.
You were laughing when you were saying that you are a backup singer too, or you really are a singer?
No, I...
That was fun? For fun?
I just wanted to be a singer
all
my life, but I'm banned from karaoke.
What type of music you like the most to sing?
Well, I love everything. I love all music.
She's so sweet.
Yeah,
I love
all music.
Charming.
I wish I could sing.
I'm
would
sure
give
you can.
Any money.
Be careful, because I am the most known coach in this arena, and I make children 11 years old so good that 2 years later they have albums on iTunes. So I was very well trained when it comes to singing. I believe until you don't hear the notes and you sing, you know, not in tune.
We want to come see you.
Oh, yeah. So
and I really like the song you recorded. What was it, last year or a couple of years ago?
Thank you, whatever it was. Thank you.
It was a great song.
Thank you so much. You know, of
and
course,
Natasha
we can play.
An amazing singer.
Yeah. Okay, so let's play something. We have only 5 minutes before our show is gone. And I don't know what to say. This was the most cool show ever. Did you make some, like, boyfriend disappear one day?
Many.
That's what we need to learn, too, you know, to make them disappear.
Why did I, you know, meet you a few years ago?
That's funny. Okay, so I don't know. So let's play a little bit. I love to play my daughter songs calling out to me. I will play for a minute and a half. And just so you know how beautifully she sings.
In the darkness I can see a glimpse of who I want to be. Dancing moments in the air. I wanna run, see what I can become until I've won. I'm running far and wide, searching land and sea. I've never thought I'd find my destiny.
Natasha Mira. Everybody who wants to know more about her music, please go to Facebook Natasha Mira or Instagram. Song is called Calling Out to Me. And thank you, Dan Solovitz, for amazing arrangement and production. Her album, 10 songs. Yeah, they're ready. And we cannot wait to package everything. Pictures, cover is ready too. Took this girl, she's 25. So many years to get to the point that she could finance, produce, write the music and just record. All of this is so not easy. So I know how hard it is to not only be an independent woman who has a passion for something and just get your passion to the world and make people hopefully enjoy it, but just, you know, achieve your own dream. You dream, I dream. I know that illegal legal stuff is your dream because you're studying for so many years and you're working, I'll say, very, very hard. This job, being a lawyer, that's not easy job. Any lawyer, that's not easy job. And being prosecutor for so many years and dealing with the hardest cases, you know, we are talking violence, we are talking really scary stuff. That's, to me, I will be going home and I will be crying probably every night, every day. How did you came out of that? How could you go day to day to work and listening to people's painful life stories and come out, you know, loving what you do for so many years?
If you are as busy as I was, handling so many cases on a daily basis, you don't really have much time to focus on yourself.
To go home, you are so tired, you just want to sleep, and
no,
you wake up and do it again.
Not
although you both have fun life, so I know you can have time for, for good stuff.
I was a prosecutor, I didn't much,
you
didn't have
no
much
time
fun
for anything.
But I, over time, I just kind of emotionally disassociated from
detach
people's
yourself.
Life stories in order to
life stories.
Be an effective attorney.
Oh my gosh. So we wish you both good luck. I hope you'll be coming back.
Oh,
it's so funny,
you
know, because when we have segments, she can come with us from time to time and just give us 5-10 minutes of magic. Just, you know, just to do something. But next segment, what will we be talking about, do you think?
Oh, great. You know, so I obviously I can have more than 5 segments, but I thought that I would devote one segment talking about discussing DUIs because it's the most common misdemeanor.
Very important, DUIs. So next month, that's what we'll be doing.
Okay.
People who need that, please tune in.
Okay. And just on the side note, when she and I drove to Big Sur, which was in her RV, took about 8.5 hours.
Gosh.
I gave her seriously like an hour and a half lecture on DUIs because she has a boat parked outside of this restaurant in Long Beach. And when I asked her, well, why do you get the boat? And it's always like parked in the same space. She said, well, you know, I like that place. I come here 2-3 times a week. I got the boat because I didn't want to get the DUI. I'm like, that's a logical reason to get a boat. Anyway, but she was, I was amazed, you know, at how much she understood about DUIs. although it seems, oh, it's just another simple misdemeanor offense, it's actually pretty complicated because you deal with experts, forensic, alcohol forensic toxicology. So it's so I would need one segment for DUIs. I'd like to talk about domestic violence, which I'm an expert in. I'd also like to have one segment on restraining orders. Mm. And people sometimes think, oh, a restraining order is a restraining order. Not exactly. There are restraining orders issued in the family law court, DV restraining orders, criminal protective orders issued in criminal court, and the civil harassment restraining orders, which I actually handled quite a few of those. Then I would like to talk about family law. And lastly, I would like to have one segment on licensing.
Interesting. We have so much to learn from you. That's why you are our expert lawyer. And I also work with you from time to time. So I'm thankful for any of your advices. And I, of course, cannot wait for more of people calling me, contacting me, or contacting you. Your phone number is?
310-962-2992.
And your website?
Yourlicensinglawyer.com.
When it comes to our great magician woman, your website is?
Ladyofmagic.com.
We love you.
Thank you, love you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Until next time, yeah. Where is my accent on? Bye bye music.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.